I don't like to admit being tired, but I'm tired because it's been a long day, starting with Mass this morning. And there was Mass this morning, by the way. As I said this morning, it's a Sunday, so it's God's day. And so we worship on Sunday as Christians. And so we come back tonight to celebrate Christmas because this year it falls on a Monday. But it's been a long day, but a very blessed day. And I want to thank you for coming out tonight to celebrate Christmas. As always, as a pastor, I am grateful to you, my church family. As a Catholic priest, I don't have a wife or children, but you become my family. And I love you and care for you so much. And so thank you so much for all the love you provided for me this past year and being a wonderful church family. Thank you so much. But also, I stand here as the leader and thanking all those involved in ministry in our church, our parish council, our finance committee, all the different ministries of our church, but especially our staff members who are here tonight. I want to thank Mary Norbert, who's new to our staff. We thank her for her ministry of care to our community. Thank you, Sister Mary Norbert, but also to my partner, Sister Lynn Marie, and so the wonderful way she helped us in ministry. Thank you, Sister. I often say that if Mother Catherine Drexel were alive today, she would send Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament to this parish. This parish is part of her mission, and so to have two sisters here is a great blessing. I want to thank Sister St. Joseph and our convent who are here tonight for Mass. Thank you, SSJ. They're a wonderful community who've been here for so many years and very grateful for. We kind of keep this block together, the priests and the nuns, and so it's wonderful to have the ministry. And I also want to thank all the very ministries here, our ushers, our altar servers, our praise dance, our readers, ministers of communion, but especially our great choir. Thank you very much, choir. And musicians. I had a chance to go to another church recently, and it's amazing when you leave your home and go someplace else, you really appreciate so much more what you have. Okay? This is not normal, to have musicians, a choir, and all that we have here. This is a gift. And so I want to thank Ms. Tanya, the musicians, the choir, all of you for what you give to us. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are a blessing. And we have this all the time, you know. And especially Ms. Inquire, welcome home, Rick and Barbara Jenkins, back home. Welcome home. They live in Florida now, so there's cold weather up here, so. But especially my heart is just full tonight of so much gratitude for what God has done here at St. Martin de Porres. This is our Jubilee year. As I said tonight earlier, we have many, many events in 2018 culminating with our feast day. But I mean this, the best is yet to come. I'm a positive person. I believe that God has a blessing for this community. And if you stay with us and keep coming, you're going to see how many blessings God has in store as we celebrate 25 years plus of what God has done in this community. I wish you the very best of a Christmas season, and I hope to see you next week. Tomorrow we have Mass again, but I hope to see you sometime soon. But if I don't see you, may God bless your new year, and may God bless this wonderful parish called St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. Amen.